روبينا محتاج اكتر تشرحي لي بقى حته ان جزء من شغلنا او احنا بنشتغل بنعاني من القلق والتوتر بتاع الشغل. فايه احسن طريقه ان احنا نتعامل معاه؟ How to deal with stress في الشغل.
I'll tell you. There is productive and creative stress and there is destructive stress. Without stress, we cannot create. Imagine we wake up in the morning, never mind, let's have the coffee, let's watch this, let's listen. No, you make the program. It is stress that I finish the coffee 10 minutes, then shower, then driving, then I arrive, then this is stress. But it is not distress, which means it's creative. I'll go to my work, I'll go to visit a friend, to have a nice time, and I can create. I'll go to buy things, to make things, to cook. Of course, I cannot cook anytime, maybe next morning, next day. No.
أنا محتاج أكل.
Okay. So this is beautiful, creative, and very beneficial stress. The distress, it's another story. The distress is when people are very much convinced that if things do not become as they want, as they plan, as they expect, then it is the end of their lives. And what I mean the end of their lives, we'll go back to our previous conversation when I said about self-esteem, self-worth. Then I don't worth. When the person reaches to the point that associates the development of their job, the results of their job that they dream of, that they expect for, are not as they planned, then I collapse.
لأن أنا ببقى حاطط لنفسي توقعات أو أن أنا عايز أعمل حاجة معينة ما بعملهاش.
I don't worth.
فأنا ماليش لازمة.
I don't worth. Then أنا ولا حاجة. ولا حاجة يعني إيه ده إزاي وكده خلاص. But how they can avoid this collapse, because after this they need therapy. They need a therapy, medication. Medication. Because for them, life has no meaning unless they have special results. What are the results? These results are not related to the reality. These are the results you put it in your brain. They don't exist. Okay. A little by little, session by session, they start to understand that they can do whatever they want, whatever is related to the reality. And they become aware of it, that I can have a quality life as long as I am connected to the reality, what we call it common sense. In other words, common sense, يعني.
المنطق يعني اللي هو ال.
There are people risky, yes, but you take the risk. And risk is a risk. Maybe they need more adrenaline. There are people. I like risks. I take risks. Coming to Egypt, it was a risk. Not an adrenaline. But I understand, because I trusted people. I was brought up in a family that they made me feel that I can trust people, because I could trust my father, my mom. So that's why I can explain the fact how easily I left. And I didn't put any, I made any investigation who is my husband. Yes, I met a Greek lady. But I mean, it is easier for a child who is brought up trusting others. It is easier to fly.
أكيد إنه لأن عنده ال من هو صغير طلع وعارف إنه ممكن يثق في الآخرين دي حاجة.
Exactly.
تمام مختلف. نيجي بقى النقطة مهمة بعد كده بعد ما we established حتة إن هو ال في stress destructive وهي stress productive.
Productive creative.
بنيجي بقى في حتة ال destructive ده أنت كنت دائما بتكلمي على حتة إن أنت لازم تزق أو تتخلص من الأفكار اللي بتأدي لده.
You want to know how stress can become destructive?
أو إزاي get rid of ال الأفكار دي أتخلص منها إزاي؟
The people they start really to feel scared to death when they put too much attention of what others will say about them. So they let others control their lives, the quality of their lives. So when they sit down, take a break, and start to become aware of what they are doing to themselves, they say, sorry. And they understand that they worth because they exist. They worth because they are God's creatures. They worth because of whatever they are. And then this makes them very calm and helps them to become productive and creative. Sometimes they need professional help. Not everybody can do it by themselves, because always there is something which is called but. Yeah.
آخر حاجة كنت عايز أتكلم فيها إن دايما كنت بتتكلمي على حتة إن إن أنت تبقى موجود دلوقتي يعني to be present.
Present.
ده مهم في إيه؟
There is no worry.
فدلوقتي
when you are connected to the present, the brain cannot worry. There is no space. When there is anxiety, there is no calmness. When calmness comes, anxiety disappears. So there is a very beautiful, I love this Greek philosopher Epicure, that he talks about the anxiety people experience because of death.
Oh, أنا
so Aslan, we will not make a session now. Aslan, the core of anxiety is our worry about death.
أو بجد يعني ده الكور بتاع القلق كله إن أنا خايف من أنا موت.
بالضبط.
بس هو علاقة القلق بإن أنا موت بإن أنا.
Unconsciously.
Deep down يعني.
Deep down طبعا. يعني child understands what is self-worth, self-confidence, body shape, or I don't know, wants to survive. The children, they don't love. They start to love after they grow and they become to 15, 16, 20 years old, and they start to offer to their parents, to the friends, they start to care. They don't love at the age of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Love. Mommy love you. Mommy love you. Inila, mafish. Mafish haga zaida. It's they feel that I'm completely dependent on mama because mama breastfeeding me. Mama cleaning. Mama taking mouth. Mama gives me.
And a center of attention.
Bizarre. Joy. It's all mama, papa, whatever. So it's then they say, "Mama, I love you." Okay, they use love, and they need to survive. So, so when mama goes away, why the child cries? How can I survive? The anxiety starts because this mama is food, is protection, is me, is the guarantee for me to be safe.
فانا رابط ده في دماغي, رابط امي او الشخص ده في دماغي بالامان.
Exactly.
فلو الشخص ده مشي انا ما بقتش في امان.
بالظبط.
فنرجع للنقطة بتاعت ان انا ابقى موجود وشامم وسامع وشايف وكل.
So what we do, we use the five senses all the time. يعني when you eat, eat. Don't think about what the car needs to go to mechaniki. La, eat. Eat means smell. See at the food. See what is inside the food. The colors. Smell. Taste. The noise. Be there. And the more you do it with the food, brushing your teeth, drinking your coffee, this is a very good treatment for your brain to be calm.
بس احنا ما بنعملش كده لان احنا دايما بنمسك التليفون نقعد نبص على حاجه
يعني
مكالمه فدايما
خلاص ولا ده ولا ده ولا ده. So the brain has no break. So what it means break for the brain, believe it or not, you will have solutions to your problems. I will accept this offer or that offer without any effort. The answer to your question or your problem comes without any effort, and it comes for your own benefit, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
When the brain is calm, the gives the person the best ideas for the benefit of this person. Any idea how to make my skin better, which beautician I will go, which trip I choose, which boyfriend I go out with, which investment I do, which apartment I will buy. But the brain has to be calm and the answer will come easily.
طب بان كده, طب هو that means ان الانترنت, التلفزيون, كل الميديا اللي احنا بنتعامل معاها, our phones, الحاجات دي كلها بتتريجر عكس الكلام اللي انا محتاجه.
طبعا.
فازاي
طبعا
what do you recommend بقى في الحته دي؟
I recommend that after you use this media or whatever internet for you to get information for your own benefit, this can be tickets to travel, payments, information, then switch it off and I will have some time for my own benefit. What is this? I will stay watching two children, three children playing. For me, Ahmed, it's a great pleasure watching children and people and adults watching, being there with them, with yourself, with your wife, with your friends. Try to enjoy your coffee really.
I'm going to tell the older generation mix does that very well. أحسن مننا. الناس اللي ما تعودتش على التليفونات والحاجات دي old school. يعني لما بتمشى جنب كوفي شوب مثلا حاجة زي كده بيبقى كده فرحان بيرى الجرنان يعني they live a calmer, I think they have a calmer life بالطريقة دي يعني I think ان هو ده عشان خاطر كده من قريب لما فيسبوك واتساب وهادي they stopped كلنا we felt extremely happy يعني كلنا وقلنا قاعدين مستريحين نفسيا جدا. فبس how do you deal بقى بالfear of missing out ان انا قلقان
ايوه
ان انا يفوتني حاجه فاعمل ايه؟ ما انا عايز ابطل.
ميسينج وات مثلا؟
ان مثلا جزء من اسباب ليه احنا بنستخدم الانترنت كتير والتليفونات
ميسينج اديكشن.
عايز اتابع
اديكشن بقى
يعني. اي وانت تو نو ايفريثينج. انا عايز اتابع كل النيوز. انا عايز ابقى ما يفوتنيش حاجه. ف how do you deal with that?
Listen, this it's another need. برضو has to do with anxiety because أصلاً these things we create around us, internet, عشان عارف ده عارف ده عارف ده, it's because we try to be away from another more painful issue who created anxiety to us, which is deeper. So what do we do? A lot of people, they try to create stories around them, worrying about anything. How is going to be the weather tomorrow in America? What is going to be the weather tomorrow? Let the weather be tomorrow. What is this? We live in Egypt. What is this? If it is, I understand if you are going to go for fishing, because people, they go to fish in the sea, they must know. And they, that means they create bad stories because it helps them not to be connected to the real source of the anxiety, which is extremely painful, Yahmed. So here needs professional help.
فده جزء من الأسباب إن القلق بيبقى موجود. إن أنا ببقى عايز أعرف يعني عايز أهرب من حاجة معينة. I'm trying to escape من حاجة دلوقتي أنا مش عايز أتعامل معاها. بس ده اللي احنا بنعمله أوقات يعني when you watch a TV show أو a movie, لما بنقعد نتفرج على التلفزيون والأفلام بنحاول نهرب من دلوقتي, مش عايزين نركز في
دلوقتي. لا it can be a pleasure. The same, ده. طبعا الاثنين. The same way I go to the cinema. I love to go to the cinema.
بس في ناس مثلا يعني هديك مثال. عندي ناس صحابي مسلسل فريندز
ايوه
بيهربوا له. They escape to it. يعني بيقولوا انا دلوقتي I'm not happy with what's happening في حياتي دلوقتي. فأل watch الشو ده عشان بحس ان انا معاهم.
فهم. It is a way to get away of your some sad things in your life, that tomorrow you have to pay the fees ta madresa and you have only half of the money. And then little by little these people they understand that this is a good as an aspirin. But I must do something about that. Maybe I don't know how to use the income with the expenses. There are some people they have this problem. They spend more than what they take, receive. The same with countries. Yes, it's the same thing.
فروبي انت شايفة ان احنا مفروض نبقى in a state of calm طول الوقت, نحاول ان احنا ما نبقاش طول الوقت stressed.
لا calm because we don't want to give wrong messages. Calm means not to be calm means not to become to that much affected by the stressful event that my daily life can be really very ugly.
يعني ان احنا نتعامل مع الحاجات اللي بتظهر لنا.
I will deal with it.
بطريقة كويسة.
I will deal with it. شوف عامل ايه. نشوف.
بس ما عملش رياكشن يعني دايما احنا بيحصل لنا بيجي لنا خبر.
بالظبط.
فبنتعصب مثلا.
ايه ده it's the end of the world. لا it's not the end of the world. And if it is the end of the world, يعني حنعمل ايه بقى. It is the end of the world. What can we do? You understand? Connect to the reality. And it's extremely important, Yahmed, people to be nice to themselves. يعني مثلا طيب I failed to make المكرونة في الفرن البشاميل حلوة, بس أنا عملت my best. يعني be nice to yourself. عامل إيه؟ أنا I'm so يعني sad that I didn't do the بشاميل I really wanted, بس عامل إيه خلاص بقى.
إن أنا أتكلم مع نفسي بطريقة إيجابية.
nice.
أشعر نفسي أنا حمار
بس
أنا
لا ايه ده انت غبيه انت ولا حاجه, وايه ده انت ازاي انت عملتي الناس هفكروا ايه صاحبتك. لا اطلبي حاجه تانية لو انت مكسوفه مثلا. But be nice, be forgiving to yourselves, caring. And when we do show care to ourselves, there is a reward. Better ideas, better behaviors, better relationship, better life.
أنا مش عارف أقول لك إيه يا روبي, بس يعني I really enjoyed this conversation. أنا I'm pretty sure إن إحنا هنتكلم تاني وتالت في حاجات كتير. شكرا جدا على القعدة الجميلة دي.
وأنا كمان بشكرك جدا جدا جدا. And I'm very happy I've met you, Ya Ahmed.
وأنا جدا. Thank you.